testing. Are they going to hear this test?
Ooh.
Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, and welcome to another podcast. Last one of the week. I got a coffee in the shed. Brought it in, even though this shed is equipped with an espresso machine, because it's not just any old stupid shed. We've got a better thing in the house. Hello. We make it to the end of a week. It's been a busy week. For my own personal plugging of things, I'm on Talk TV later tonight, recorded a podcast for News UK earlier in the week, did a 2 or 3 appearances on GB News Review in the newspapers, and I'm on Times Radio this weekend. Look, all of this nonsense will be on my social media, so you can see where I am and hear me. I mean, there was one story about, what's it called, North Face, which cropped up on most of the things I've been on this week, and I managed to not do the same jokes on each, which is a shame because people would have laughed. But from my point of view, so I can put it on social media, it doesn't look like I just use the same jokes. Yeah, I made a mistake there. Meanwhile, I kept doing these radio shows on Time 107.5, the radio station for London and Essex. And we trimmed it down. We went through some of the pointless stories in the news. Trimmed it down, and it came out like this. On the show today, loads of stories. If I'm brutally honest, I've been busy, so I prepared this yesterday. So even I can't remember what news stories. I've written down Ides Watch. Just because we're getting to, what we're now, the 8th of March. We're getting very close to the Ides of March. And we all know we have to beware of them. So we'll do Ides Watch on the show today. The Beatles are in the news. We keep it topical. Caprice, as in the supermodel, not the quality of being changeable. That's what that means, isn't it? Swans and Willy Wonka. All of that lies... Oh, and pigs are in the news as well. We'll see if we can cover that. All of this lies ahead of us like a show. I think we talked about this on this show. The Willy Wonka experience up in Glasgow, was it? That was just basically a warehouse. And the AI... We definitely talked about it, because it was an AI story. AI generated the poster, and none of that stuff was there when you tell. It's just a shed. It's just like a warehouse with one actress who was really struggling to keep the whole thing together. Back in the news, a sign telling visitors that the doomed Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow was cancelled is being sold for charity for over £1,000. You know you've had a bad run when the sign saying you've been cancelled is the most successful thing out of your whole deal. In its defence, and I've said this elsewhere as well, people are giving it a hard time. Because parents paid like 35 quid or whatever, went along to it. It was an empty warehouse with, you know, one apple and a chocolate bar. And I think they got dished. There were jelly babies, but they had to be rationed like 3 each. And the kids were upset. And this is what people are missing. That is the true Willy Wonka experience. Have you not watched the film? Out of all of the kids who get invited on their golden ticket, most of them go away crying or permanently damaged. So I think they delivered the authentic Willy Wonka experience. And Charlie inherits a factory. And I'm not incredibly sure that doesn't do his life in as well, because, you know, the expenses. Yeah, you get a factory, but the running costs on that thing would have crippled the poor lad. In alien news, that's right, aliens are back. Creepy alien mummies found in a yoga-style poses are more than 1,000 year old, according to someone who's probably making it up. But I don't know if you've seen the pictures in the newspapers. They look like petrified, weird. They could be aliens, I suppose. I can't prove that they're not, but the onus more falls on them to prove that they are, I suppose. People online have branded them as fakes. I'm more worried about this yoga-style poses. If aliens are into yoga, I'm just going to go on about it all the time. You know what yoga people are like. Oh, their social media will be full of them bending over all of the... We're in real life, it just means you get sweaty and break wind. We can all do that. I suppose I'm less worried about aliens doing yoga. I'm more worried that aliens will be listening to our EM radiation, our radio broadcasts, and then... What if they try and get in touch again on 107.5, on the megahertz? Well, it's all right for you. I'll be sat here talking to myself, and then all... Static.
Earthlings, we have been monitoring your radio broadcast to learn about your species. I heard in the news that dog thefts in the UK have increased, and just 1 in 6 dogs are found. Police have several leads.
And then you'd hear me again, but I would have wasted my time talking, and who knows what you would have heard. So let's just hope that never happens. Yeah? Quick hit on this news story. Old-fashioned design features, including log fires, conservatories, and open plan living, add more value to a house than all the trendy things. A lot of stuff's going retro these days, isn't it? You get a lot of like 80s fashion still out there. And in terms of being retro, I think the biggest thing is the increase in scurvy and rickets. That is very retro. Nature news, I suppose. I was reading through the paper and saw this. Bees. My son loves bees, right? He's got a top that says "Be Happy" on it. So we're teaching him to spell badly, but it's, you know, it's good vibes. And he loves it. So I saw this bee news and thought, oh, excellent. We could talk about this on the show. Experts have found that bees learn how to master complex tasks by watching each other. And the rest of this is written like that's impressive. But they're bees. I mean, did you expect them to get it from the manual? Bees work out how to do complicated things by looking it up on the internet. Of course they don't. They're not watching a YouTube thing, are they? So yeah, of course they... Either you work it out on your own or you watch another bee. Because they can't even talk. Honestly, you should get me in this university. I'd save them all a lot of time and money. There's a story about water. The most expensive bottle of water in the UK has gone up for sale. Hailing from a polar iceberg... As if that's that special. The rate they're melting, we could all have a drink, can't we? But it's said to be the highest purity. Have a guess how much it costs? Wrong. £7,332. You get the whole bottle for that, though, you know, so. The listing describes it as harvested, melted, and bottled in the Arctic outpost of Longyearbyen, Svalbardi. The iceberg water is an exclusive fine water. It's water. No nitrates or pollutants. Well, extremely low minerals ensure the light mouthfeel with a light bite. A light bite, it's water, you idiots. And a slight sweetness. If it's got a slight sweetness, it's not water, is it? You put some sweetener in it, you cheeky little monkey. But so £7,000 for a bottle of water. Seems expensive, but you know what goes into our water in these days. So actually, it might be worth it. I love this story. One in five so-called music lovers, it says here, doesn't know that the Beatles were from Liverpool. I get this every so often because you end up working with younger people and you'll mention, like, I've got cats, they're called French and Saunders, and I said this to one of the floor managers in a TV studio and she said, oh, what, like the one from Vicar of Dibley and the one from Ad Fab? You've got no idea that they worked together. Oh, I feel so old. And you get that a lot, people not really knowing Beatles songs. It's just young people. That's why this stat's going to increase. But what I love about this story, saying one in five so-called music lovers don't know that the Beatles are from Liverpool, it also means one in five people have not been to Liverpool because they mention it up there, don't they? Quite a bit. Certainly, they don't forget to bring that up quite a lot. You know this show likes to bring you all the different types of news, including entertainment news, the most pointless of all the newsers. And to get the latest on that pointless news, we're joined by my friend who knows what he's talking about. It's Larry. Hello.
Hey, Stevie.
Larry, good to hear from you. What have you got for us this time?
Supermodel Caprice has revealed her secret to staying slim.
Is it not eating much?
Well, probably, but that's not what she said.
Okay, what did she say is the secret to staying slim?
Having a lot of romps.
Romps, nice word. Okay, but don't judge me here. Maybe it's the other way round.
How do you mean?
The secret to having lots of romps might be staying slim.
No one likes the truth, Stevie.
Okay, but she has a point. I mean, I'm sure it's good exercise, but I go running 3 times a week instead. You know, each to their own.
Why do you prefer running to making love as a way of staying fit?
I don't have to beg for ages before I can go running.
Well, that's not a problem that Caprice has.
Exactly.
In an interview, she said, I take lots of vitamins. I do red light therapy.
Well, if I did red light therapy, I'd have more romps as long as those red lights are in Amsterdam.
She added, I also do intermittent fasting.
Right. She's on a diet, but she thinks it's the romping that keeps her thin.
And I imagine her husband would kill you if you pointed out why she's wrong.
Good point. Well made. Listen, thank you for the update. We'll speak soon.
Okay, toodles.
Look, Mother's Day just around the corner, and no one ever talked about this, right? The first Mother's Day of a baby's life is so difficult, for the dad. I know it seems like I'm moaning because I'm moaning. But so our little lass is 6 weeks old now. She's 6 weeks. Oh, they grow up so fast, don't they? But it does mean that life is a bit fraught. And having, if I try and get like 10 minutes out of the house to go to a shop, that is deemed a treat and I will have to repay that. And I'm not allowed to do that, which is fine. I don't mind being at home doing co-suffering parenting. But it's very difficult to get to the shops, which means it's Sunday is looming at me like a terrifying thing. Quick hit on this news story. Thousands of feral pigs and boars have apparently gone wild in the countryside. A mix of wild boars have escaped and domestic pig. I don't know. I don't want to know the details, but somehow it means loads of pigs are having fun in the wild. Although, interestingly, they've still caused less damage than your average stag do. Yeah. Oh, it means we don't have time to get stuck into this story. OAP White House rivals Donald Trump and Joe Biden have traded blows. I'm looking forward to this. Everyone's moaning about, oh, isn't it going to be such a stressful time? No, it's not our country, so who cares what happens with their leadership? And it's going to be fun to see people get all upset, because that's what's going to happen with politics these days. Plus, yeah, we keep going on about the fact that Donald Trump is nearly 80. Joe Biden is over 80. But don't mock them for it. Sit back and realise how youthful that makes you look in comparison. More on that story later. I don't know if you've noticed, but apparently swans have been turning pink. This is a worry, this, because it would kind of make you feel like the whole world's gone a bit Willy Wonka. But swans turned pink after being fed mouldy bread. The RSPCA rescued a pair, said that they had an odd complexion. It was due to pink feather syndrome. Sounds like a great band. It's caused by a fungus that develops when bread starts decaying in the water, and then the swans transfer it to their feathers. Pink, though. Do you know what I mean? If you get, you know, remember blue-green algae? So I would have accepted blue or green as the correct answer on this one, but you can get pink swans. It's a bit camp, though, isn't it? Because you get the idea that someone who's a bit disco-obsessed will turn up with some mouldy bread just in the hope of, you know, making the world a bit more fabulous. Right, podcast done. Get out of it. Get out of it. That's how I should finish all the podcasts, isn't it? Thank you for listening to the ones you've done this week, if you have, or in this one. If you've got to this part of a podcast, you've done more than I often expect. You could subscribe to get more of these. They plop out most weekdays with just a little bit of random news and chit-chat and just, you know, it's all right, relax. Everything doesn't have to be shouty. And you can also track me down on social media for the stuff I do in media that is shouty.
You know, you're stupid.
Honestly, someone called me wet online the other day for not being a massive right-winger. So there you go. Also, there's probably something to do with sea levels rising. Ah, climate change. Back at your right-wing people. So you can also find me on social media. It's at Mr. Stephen Allen for all of the platforms. If you'd like to give 2 pence as a tip, we have a Ko-fi link on the description. You can track me down on there as well. And emails to me at mrstephenallen.co.uk. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.